我哋最近咧，好多人都喺度揾工。
So recently, many people have been looking for work.
或者想揾工做。
Or trying or wanting to look for work.
咁咧有一份工作，我想同大家，我想请大家去猜下系咩工作。
I want you to guess, what job I'm thinking of.
嗱呢一份工咧喺屋企做嘅。
This is a job that is done inside the home.
24小時嘅。
It requires you to work 24 hours.
一星期七日嘅。
And 7 days a week.
係冇得請病假嘅。
You can't apply for sick leave.
又冇得休假嘅。
And you can't apply for vacations.
仲有啊，冇人工噶。
And also, this job has no salary, no wages. Can you guess what job this is? There are all kinds of housewives. Some housewives don't have children. Some housewives do have children. So who would like to do this job? So all the mothers are smiling. But the children are not smiling. So Olive, today is starting a new topic. So this topic is called educating children, nurturing children. Why am I starting to talk about this topic? Actually, I don't feel that I'm qualified to talk about this. It's not because I don't have children. It's because I know to bring up children is something that is really not simple.
你越知得多，你就越覺得自己唔懂得去帶。
The more you understand about this job, the more you feel you are
唔識得帶。
The more you feel you are not able to do this job.
或者唔敢去做。
Or maybe you dare not do this job.
甚至你會撒手唔制。
So maybe you will shaking your head saying you don't want to do this job.
但係喺大概一個多月前咧。其中你們有一位就鼓勵我，向我提議，師母啊，不如再開多一班教育孩童的課程吧。
A little over a month ago, somebody suggested to me to start again this series on how to bring up children.
因為在兩年前，我們在查經班的時候，我曾經講過一個這樣的題目。
Because 2 years ago, during one of our Bible studies, we studied this topic.
咁呢一位家長就同我講，佢得到好大嘅益處。
So this parent told me that through that series, she benefited a lot.
所以就鼓勵我，建議我再開多一次班啦。
So she encouraged and suggested to me to start the series again.
其實我就好躊躇啊。
hesitate. So actually, Olive was very hesitant.
原因就頭先講咗啦，因為我唔覺得自己有資格。
The reason is what I just mentioned before. I don't feel that I'm qualified to share on this.
但係呢個題目又實在係非常嘅重要。
But this topic is something that is very important.
其實大家可以去買書睇。
Actually, anybody can go and buy a book on this.
或者上網睇。
Or maybe go on the internet.To search for information about this.
現在咧都有好多依一類嘅書籍嘅。
So there's a lot of this kind of information around.
但係依位家長話，但係你可以講聖經點樣教啊
？But this parent said to me, but you can share on how the Bible teaches us to bring up children.
咁依位家長，我覺得實在睇得好準確。
So I feel that this parent can see this matter very clearly.
Because
Because if you compare what the Bible teaches to what you can find in books, for example, you'll find that there is a difference.
如果你睇一本書嘅時候，我唔知你能唔能夠分辨得到當中講嘅嘢有幾多係符合聖經嘅呢？有幾多唔係呢？
If you're reading a book about bringing up children, I wonder how much you can discern how much is in line with the Bible and how much is not in line with the Bible.
而有幾多又係好嘅建議，有幾多可能？十年後、二十年後，你先發覺唔係咁好嘅建議。
Or whether or not you can discern where what is good advice and what is perhaps after 10 or 20 years time you find is not so good advice.
那無論如何，呢位家長鼓勵咗我再講呢個題目。
But anyway, this parent encouraged me to start this series again.
那學培育孩童係非常嘅重要。
So learning to bring up children is something that's very important.
因為可能你現在是父母。
Because perhaps at the moment you're a parent.
又或者你將來一日你會想做父母。
Or maybe one day you would like to be a parent.
如果你明白了做父母的難處，如果你作為兒女的呢，你今日可能會學到怎樣去欣賞你的父母。
If as a child you understand the difficulties that a parent has in bringing up a child, you will.
You will 欣賞你的父母。
You will appreciate your parents more.
在上個星期咧，有香港有位教會嘅弟兄啊，佢同牧師同我分享一個消息。
So last week, a brother from Hong Kong, was sharing something with Pastor Joe and Olive.
他說我受胎一個月後我就做人爸爸了。
He said, in 1 month's time, I will be a father.
那我第一時間就說，我有一些好的培育孩童的教材，你要不要聽啊？
So I said to him, I have some information, some very good information about how to bring up children. Would you like to hear it?
是一套講座MP3 嚟嘅。
So it's a series of seminars on MP3.
咁佢話要啊要啊，咁我就發咗俾佢啦。
So he said yes, he does want it. So I'll have sent it to him.
嗱，做人父母要有好多嘅準備。
So in order to be a parent, you have to make preparations.
我哋多數咧，媽媽懷胎嘅時候，多數要準備啲乜嘢呢？
So when a mother is pregnant, what does she have to prepare?
梗係買奶盎啦、尿片啦、床仔啦、被仔啦，係咪咁啊？
Yeah, of course, it would be like, for example, milk, nappies, a cot, a baby bedding.
先進啲嘅父母咧，甚至開始去諗胎教。
Maybe more modern parents would think about 什麼？
胎教即係懷胎嘅時候就要教育。
Education within the womb. Within the womb.
胎教。咁就比較常用嘅就係買一啲音樂，就媽咪聽音樂，咁順便咧個胎都聽音樂啦。
You know, for example, playing music to the baby while it's still in the womb.
有不同的方法去準備做父母。
So there's different ways in which to prepare yourself to be a parent.
做父母呢，的確是一種教育。
的確一種
教育 education.
So to be a parent, parenting is 即係做一個父母係一個教育。
Parenting,
parenting itself is an education.
最近咧，我見到有一位家長借一本書俾另一個家長。
Just recently, I saw one parent passing a book to another parent.
呢本書叫做《一個好媽媽勝過一個好老師》。
This book is called A Good Mother.
勝過一個好老師。
Single overcome is better than is better than a good mother is better than a good teacher.
那一啲都冇錯。
So this is very correct.
其實咧，我認為一個媽媽就係一個老師。
Because I believe that a mother is a teacher.
我喺度講媽媽，當然包括爸爸啦。
When I say mother, I'm also including fathers.
咁就係父母啦。
So that means parents.
其實父母係一個教育家嚟嘅。
So actually, a parent is a teacher.
為人父母咧，即係要做教育嘅工作。
In order to be a parent, you have to do the work of a teacher.
你有冇諗過你自己係一個老師
？Have you ever thought of yourself as a teacher?
你中唔中意都好，你生咗然後你就係一個老師。
Whether or not you like it or not, if you have children, you are a teacher.
其實每日我哋都喺度教緊下一代一啲嘢。
Every day we're teaching something to the next generation.
係有意無意係教緊。
Whether we mean to or not, we are teaching.
前日係嘛？前日我哋喺阿 Jill 屋企燒烤。
So the day before we were having a barbecue at Jill's house.
咁好多謝 Jill 咧開放佢屋企。
So we're very thankful to Jill for opening up her home to us.
我諗咧，大家都好開心啊。
I think everybody was very happy.
男女老幼都好開心。
Girls, boys, old, young, everybody was very happy.
今日 Jill 屋企咧細細嚇。
So Jill's house was quite small.
但係好似五臟俱全，好似咩都有咁啊。
But it seems like she had everything needed there.
有一個鋼琴，小朋友可以玩。
There was a piano that children can play on.
又有 Lego 嘅，最幼童又可以玩。
And there was Lego for the children to play with.
又有一個好大嘅花園，再細啲嘅又可以喺度跑。
And there was a big garden that the little kids could run around in.
仲有咧，兔仔。
And there was a rabbit.
仲有一隻兔仔俾我哋玩。
And there was a rabbit for the children to play with.
啊，仲有另外一樣咧，冇安排嘅玩意。
And there was also something that we didn't prepare beforehand.
就係咧一個帳篷啊。
It was a canopy.
啊，帳篷就冇乜嘢嘅嚇，我哋喺帳篷下邊燒嘢食。
So even with the rain, the canopy enabled us to still have a barbecue underneath the canopy.
咁但係因為落雨啊，個帳篷就積水啦嘛。
But because of the rain, rainwater gathered on top of the canopy.
咁積水咧就好玩啦，係嘛
？So the gathered water became something that the children could have fun with.
咁積到冇幾耐嘅時候咧，小朋友就又要噗。
So after a while, when the water collected on top of the canopy, then the children can use something to push the water off.
啊，咁開頭咧，即係頑皮一啲咧，就係要見到人喺下邊咧，先至噗咁樣。
So at the beginning, so the kids were a little bit mischievous, and so they'd wait until somebody was standing on the edge of the canopy, and then they would wet them by emptying the water on the top.
咁後屘咧，我哋教佢唔好咁咧，啊，要等冇人嘅時候，你先至倒嗰啲水出嚟。
So then we had to teach them to wait until nobody was standing around, then you could empty the water from the top.
嗱，我哋有一齊嘅時間好開心。
So we were very happy together.
但係最開心嘅咧，我就覺得喺神嘅家裏邊，大家好融合。
But the happiest thing I felt was that in the family of God, everyone was very united.
大家都去付出自己。
Everybody gave of themselves.
而更寶貴嘅咧，就係我留意到大家唔係淨係教導自己嘅兒女。
And what I found very precious was that people didn't just teach their own children.
其實我哋不斷冇有意無意都做緊一啲嘢，係教育緊下一代。
Whether or not we know it or not, we are teaching the next generation.
譬如我哋燒嘢食嘅時候，燒嘢食梗係燒得慢慢燒嘅啦。
So of course, when we were actually cooking things on the barbecue, it takes time.
咁燒咗一批雞翼，咁有一啲人食咗啦。
So we cooked the first lot of chicken wings, and then people ate that.
咁燒第二批雞翼嘅時候，咁第一批食完嘅人就想再食啦，已經。
So when we cooked the next lot of chicken wings, the people who had the first lot wanted to have seconds.
咁但係咧，有人就話：，邊個未食雞翼，起碼要個個人都要有隻雞翼食先。
But somebody then said, "Who hasn't had a chicken wing? Make sure that those who haven't had also get a chicken wing."
咁跟住個個都問邊個未食雞翼，邊個未食雞翼就派雞翼。
And so then everybody started asking other people, who hasn't had a chicken wing yet? And then they started to give out the chicken wings.
这些是教育.
So this is education.
又或者, 哎, 烧了香肠了, 哪个没吃香肠?
Or after, or maybe when a sausage was cooked, then people were asking, who hasn't had a sausage?
啊, 阿嬸没吃了, 给阿嬸先。
So Auntie Lau hasn't had one, so we give one to Auntie Lau.
敬老是另一种教育.
To respect the elderly is also an education.
或者有另一种场合就是小朋友A打了小朋友B一下。
Or maybe one child hit another child.
我见到有人教那个小朋友A,你要跟小朋友B说对不起。
So then I saw somebody telling the one who did the hitting to apologize to the one who was hit.
这些是教育.
So this is education.
如果你来到这间教会,你是幸福的。
If you have come to this church, you are blessed.
你和你的儿女都是幸福的。
You and your child is blessed.
我们不单要去学怎么去教育自己的儿女,还要去教育其他的小朋友。
Not only do we need to learn how to teach our own children, we need to learn to teach other children as well.
我们来到这里,你得到福气之后,那个目的就是要让神去用自己,叫到别人得福。
When we come here and we have received blessing, the purpose is so that we can pass on that blessing to other people.
但我们怎么可以令到别人因自己得福呢?
But how can we become a blessing to other people?
我们又怎么能够使其他的小朋友得福呢?
How can we cause other children to be blessed by us?
那就要在我们学会去教育,在我们能够培育其他的小朋友之前呢, 我们要先学会培育自己的儿女。
So before we can bring any blessing or teaching to other children, we have to first learn how to teach our own children.
我们不能够将个责任交给学校的老师。
We can't just shift this responsibility to the teachers in schools.
我们要亲自去学。 怎样在家中培育自己的儿女?
We have to personally learn how to teach children in our own homes.
培育孩童是要在家里开始。
So learning how to bring up children starts at home.
因为小孩接触最多的就是父母了。
Because the child spends most of its time with the parents.
父母的优点、缺点、长处、短处、习惯都会传给你的儿女。
So all the good points, bad points, strong points, weak points, and habits, they're all passed on to the children.
父母的思想、态度、习惯都会传给儿女。
The parents' thinking, the parents' habits, are all
态度,
and attitude are all passed to the children.
咁儿女其实越早教就越好了。
So the sooner we are able to teach children, the better.
有好多人讲呢个题目嘅咧，都会话俾你听。一个细路哥出世嘅细路哥就好似一张白纸咁。
A lot of people who, a lot of people who teach on this topic would say, children are like a blank piece of paper.
一张白纸，白色嘅，好似呢张咁啊。Just
like the projector screen.
里边系冇嘢噶。There's
nothing on there.
一个 BB 仔出生。 是一张白纸咁样。
So when a baby is born, it's like a blank sheet of paper.
你会喺呢张纸上边写上啲乜嘢呢？
What would you write on this blank piece of paper?
你作为父母，你想你嘅儿女系点样嘅呢？
As a parent, what would you like your children to be like?
你就要喺呢张白纸上边要去写嘢啦。
So you write on this piece of paper what you want to write.
如果你唔写嘅话， 有好多人会帮你写。
If you don't write on this piece of paper, a lot of other people will write on this piece of paper.
可能是老师啦。
Maybe it's the child's teacher.
可能是他的朋友啦。
Maybe the child's friends.
可能是他的亲戚啦。
Maybe the child's relatives.
或者他看的电视啦。
Or perhaps the things that they see on television.
或者他在街上见到的海报啦。
Or perhaps posters that they see on the streets.
传媒。 他所听到的东西呢?
Or things that they hear.
别人帮你写上的东西, 未必是你喜欢的。
So the things that other people write on this piece of paper may not be things that you like.
所以作為父母要必須要同時間嚟到競賽，你要盡快寫呢一張白紙。
So as a parent, you have to compete with all of these people to write on this piece of paper.
小朋友越早教就越容易教。
So the earlier you teach children, the easier it will be.
你唔好等到佢上學先，等老師教啦咁樣。
Don't wait for them to go to school and let the teacher teach them.
上學前起碼有三年嘅時間喺屋企係嘛？
Because before they go to school, they have at least 3 years at home.
甚至四年添。
For some, it's 4 years.
呢三四年嘅時間，一個細佬哥嘅性情習慣已經成型嘅啦。
So in the first 3 or 4 years, of the child's life at home, its character and its habits have already been formed.
如果佢嘅性情習慣培養得唔好嘅話，以後要改就困難好多。
So if that character and those habits that were formed not very good, then it would be very difficult to change them afterwards.
所以培育孩童係要趁早。
So to educate a child, you have to start as early as possible.
假如作為父母，你唔想以後咁辛苦嘅咧，你要提早付出努力。
So if as a parent you don't want to have such a hard time later on in life.Then you have to
趁早咧，要付出努力去教。
You have to put effort to teach the child at an early stage.
嗱，我諗每一個父母咧都好想兒女好。
I'm sure every parent wants their child to develop in a good way.
但係究竟好係咩意思呢
？But what does good mean？
喺我年幼嘅時候，遠啲嘅時候啦，父母咧多數即係懂得去供給衣食住行。
So in my younger days, the parent was the one who was the provider of
physical needs.
The provider of all the physical needs.
咁啊，提供咗衣食住行咧，佢哋覺得都已經係盡咗責任，足夠啦。
So a parent would think that if they provided for all the physical needs of a child, then they have fulfilled their responsibility.
最多就係加埋咧供書教學。再加上咧要供書教學。
What more they can do is to educate the children. Provide education for the children.
咁所以好多父母咧都想盡辦法，要希望啲兒女可以上好嘅學校。
So that's why parents try very hard to find a good school for the children.
父母或者心裏邊好希望，佢哋唔好做壞人，努力讀書，將來有正當嘅職業，咁我已經心滿意足啦。
So the parents' wish is that what's the first one?
唔好做壞人。
Was the hope the children will not turn into bad people?
唔好染上惡習，唔好染上不飲酒啊、食煙啊、吸毒啊。
Don't pick up bad habits。
只要努力讀書。
To work hard at school。
有正當嘅職業。
And have a good career。
將來咧成家立室，即係結婚生仔。
And then grow up and have a family of their own。
咁父母咧就覺得心滿意足啦。
And then parents, if that happens, then parents will be satisfied。
但你會發覺似乎唔係咁簡單。
But you'll find that it's not that simple.
如果係咁簡單嘅話，社會咁多嘅問題，又點解會有咁多嘅問題呢
？If it was that simple, then why is there so many problems in society?
有好多犯案嘅人都係有正當嘅職業嘅。
There's a lot of people who commit crime who actually have good careers.
呢個問題值得我哋去反思。
So this matter is worth us considering.
想兒女好，好係咩意思呢
？So when we want our children to grow up well, what do we mean by well?
嗱，中國人咧有一種好傳統嘅思想。
So Chinese people have a very traditional thinking.
係大家都成日聽嘅啦，天生天養。
So you may have heard of it. It means it means like the sky Okay, literally it's like this. Literally it's like okay, a child is born to the world, or the world will look after it, or in other words, a child will just grow up naturally.
Naturally, actually
this is wrong.
是不可能天生天養。
A child doesn't just grow up naturally.
天生天養那個小孩的歌呢, 是不會長得好的。
For a child to just grow up naturally, it will not develop in a very good way.
那就好像種花一樣。
It's just like when you're planting a plant.
我們, 有個盆栽, 我們每天要去淋水, 施肥。
So for plants, every day you have to water it, you have to feed it.
要放去, 曬太陽,
put it in the sun.
還要除草, 除蟲啊, I mean.
And deworm it or remove the weeds.
當它生得不整齊的時候, 你還要去裁剪。
And then you also need to trim it.
這樣這棵植物就會生得好看了。
So it's only in this way that the plant will flourish.
如果要一個人這麼悉心去照顧一個盆栽的話, 這些就不是天生天養了。
So if it takes so much effort for somebody to look after a plant, to let it so that it grows well, so this is not natural.
如果你讓它天生天養的話呢,它會亂生的。
So if you just let the plant grow naturally, it will not develop so well.
它會生到野曬,
it will be quite wild.
人都是一樣的。
And people are the same.
如果不去裁剪, 不去調節, 不去教的話呢, 它都會變得很野性。
If you don't trim it and look after it in the ways that it needs, then it will, the child, the person will also develop in a quite a wild way.
就好像一匹呢, 沒有缰勒住的馬一樣。
It's like a horse without reins.
那你可以想像一下, 是多可怕。
So you can imagine how frightful this would be.
沒有天生天養這回事的。
Children don't just develop naturally.
我們要悉心的栽培。
We need to make the effort to nurture them.
一分耕耘,一分收穫。
You reap what you sow?
我們 我們努力多少,我們有多少收成。
It's like you reap what you sow. If you put more into it, you will get more out of it.
如果我們不努力,你不會有收穫的。
If we don't put a lot of effort into it, you won't get very much benefit out of it.
我相信大家都有聽過三字經。
I'm sure you've all heard of...
三字經。 三字經是... 中國古代的著作。
Sorry.
三字經是中國古代的一本書。
Okay, there's an ancient book from China.
不要緊,我讀給大家聽。
I'll read out a portion of it for you.
他說, 養不教,父之過, 教不嚴,師之惰。 你不用怕。 即是我這樣讀了先,我再說一次,養不教父之過,教不嚴師之惰,大家都明白了,是不是?即是說,如果生養兒女只是養活他們的話,而不去教育呢,就是父母的失職了。So
the book says, if you bring up a child and you just provide for its physical needs and not educate it, then this will be a loss to the parents.
It will be to the parents' loss.
The parent has not fulfilled his or her responsibility.
教不嚴師之惰,即是說老師如果教導學生,只懂得傳遞知識,不懂得教他做人的方法,這個老師也是懶惰了。
And if a teacher only passes on knowledge to a child without teaching him or her how to live his or her life, then that teacher is a lazy teacher.
如果一個老師唔認真、唔嚴格，佢唔會教出好嘅學生。
If the teacher is not serious and not strict, then he or she will not bring up a good student.
有另一句喎，佢話：子不學非所以，幼不學老何為？意思呢，即係話，如果子女唔用心去學習嘅話，就唔對啦。
There's another saying from the book that says, if a child does not make an effort to learn,
就唔對啦。
This is not right.
幼不學老何為？即係話年紀幼小嘅時候唔學，咁老咗嘅時候仲有咩用呢？
If they don't learn in their youth, then what use is it to learn in their old age?
这个是我们中国人的三字经的教导。
So this is from the book, the Chinese book that I've mentioned.
那圣经又怎么讲呢？请大家翻去圣经。
So what does the Bible say?
在箴言。
The book of Proverbs.
22章。
Chapter 22.
箴言嘅22章
Proverbs 22
5-6
Verse 5 and 6 Proverbs 22, 5 and 6
箴言22章5-6咁呢度話乖僻人的路上有荊棘和網羅保守自己生命的必要遠離教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老，他也不偏离。嗱，圣经讲呢度咧，讲到人生嘅路上有荆棘，有网罗。
So here scripture says that in a person's life there are thorns and snares or traps.
呢啲嘢我哋要远离。
We should distance ourselves from these.
要教養你的孩童走當行的路。
To train up a child in the way he should go.
以至到佢到老，佢都唔會偏離。
So that when he is old, he will not depart from this teaching.
喺佢幼小嘅時候，佢學到嘅嘢，走正當嘅路，到佢老，佢都知道應該點走。
If he learns something that is good when he is young, even when he is old, he will still stay on that road.
人生有荊棘，有網羅。
So on the road of life, there are thorns and snares.
荆棘是会刺伤人的。
Thorns will prick you.
是它会令到你受伤的。
It will give you a wound.
你要小心避开。
You have to be careful to avoid them.
网罗是好像一个陷阱咁，会将你困住。
Snares or traps, they are something that holds you, catches you in bondage.
是缠住你。你好难去摆脱嘅。
It will bind you, and it will be hard for you to get free from it.
你要教育你嘅儿女去避过呢啲嘅荆棘同埋网罗。
You have to teach your child to avoid these thorns and snares.
即系要警戒你嘅儿女。
That means you have to warn them.
唔好陷入跌入网罗里边。
Don't fall into the traps.
因为你跌咗入去，佢好难出翻嚟。
Because once they've fallen in, it's very difficult for them to come back out.
你唔好话你试下啦，佢好奇啊，俾佢咪试下咯咁。
Don't say, okay, they're curious. Just let them try it.
有啲嘢唔可以试下。
Some things you can't just try.
有啲嘢试咗冇乜大害。
Some things you can try, it may not, the consequences may not be so serious.
但有啲嘢试咗可能会好难翻转头。
But some things, when you try them, you may find that it's very difficult to turn around and come back out.
我记得咧喺我好细个嘅时候。
I remember when I was very small.
我谂真系好细个啦，三岁啊四岁咁样。
When I was about 3 or 4 years old.
我好记得我妈妈重复讲一个故仔俾我听。
I remember my mom. Repeated a certain story to me.
啊，佢冇幾多故仔嘅，即係得一個嘅啫。
She didn't have a lot of stories. She just had this one.
咁啊，但係幼小嘅時候咧，重複聽一個故仔都唔會厭嘅噃。
But when you're small and you repeatedly hear a story, you won't be tired of it.
咁我媽媽講呢個故仔嘅時候咧，總係夜晚講嘅。
And my mum would always tell me this story at night.
唔知係咪有氣氛一啲？
I don't know if it's because the atmosphere is better at night.
呢個故仔我已經唔係非常記得啦。
I don't actually remember this story very clearly now.
但係關於拐子佬嘅。
But it has to do with.
拐子佬，拐帶。
An abductor, a kidnapper. Kidnapper.
嚇，咁就媽媽就會重複講一個故仔，就係。我就記得一句嘅啫嚇。
So my mum would always repeat the story, and I remember one thing she said from the story.
即係我而家只係記得翻一句。
I can only remember this one phrase from the story.
就係一個拐子佬會捉咗你去，跟住咧就哩哩碌碌、哩哩碌碌咁樣就食咗你啦。
So this kidnapper will kidnap you, snatch you away.And then they will consume you, bite by bite.
咁我就好記得啊！幾十年後我都記得哩哩碌碌、哩哩碌碌咁樣。
So Alice, even after all these years, she will still remember the li li lo lo li li lo. It's the sound of the biting. He's eating you bit by bit.
但係我媽媽。
It's the bones munching.
咁媽媽總係晚上同我講呢個故仔。
So at night time, my mum would tell me the story.
所以你覺得特別可怕。
So you would feel very scared.
但係佢呢個故仔救咗我，去遠離驚擊同埋網羅。
But the story of hers taught me to avoid the thorns and snares.
你見到一啲可疑人物啊，可能嗰啲係拐子佬，你就遠離一下啦。
So if you see somebody who looks a bit threatening, then that might be a kidnapper, so you don't go near them.
孩童要自細去教。
So children have to be taught when they're young.
我哋再翻一段聖經。
So let's look at another passage.
喺箴言廿九章，係揭後幾章。
So Proverbs 29.
Mm-hmm. 聖經話。杖打和責備，廿九章十五。
Proverbs 29 verse 15。
十五節開始學。
So from verse 15 to 20。
To 20。
Yeah, 15 to 20。Proverbs 29 15 to 20。
十五至到二十。杖打和責備能加增智慧，放縱的兒子使母親羞愧，惡人加多。過犯也加多，二人必看見他們跌倒。管教你的兒子，他就使你得安息，也必使你心裡喜樂。沒有異象，民就放肆，為遵守律法的便為有福。只用言語，仆人不肯受管教，他雖然明白，也不能留意。你見言語急躁的人嗎？愚昧人比他更有指望。嗱，呢度講到管教兒女，有時要用藤條。
So here it says that sometimes when you discipline your children, you have to use the rod.
係有時需要咁做。
Sometimes that is necessary.
但係用藤條咧，只係適用於年紀小嘅啫。只係用於年紀小嘅。
But the rod of discipline is only for the young.
如果當佢長大嘅時候，你就唔適宜再用棍打佢嘅啦，用藤條打嚇。
So obviously, when they've grown up, you can't still use the rod to discipline them.
但係聖經係支持呢一種做法嘅喎。
But the Bible supports this kind of
管教嘅方法。
This form of discipline.
咁但係我哋唔係亂咁打。
But we don't just hit them for whatever reason.
我哋必須要管教得有道理。
We have to be reasonable in our administration of discipline.
亦都唔可以打太多。
And you also can't beat the child too much.
因為打得太多咧，佢亦都會麻木唔理你噶啦。
Because if you hit or beat them too much, then they start to ignore it.
我哋再睇埋第十五章。
Let's also look at Proverbs 15. Proverbs chapter 15.
第十五章嘅第一節
，verse 1 to 7，
第一節
just verse one，
十五章嘅第一節，回答柔和使怒消退，言語暴戾觸動怒氣。呢度講我哋要管教孩子嘅時候，甚至你要有時候需要用藤條嘅時候，要存住一個。柔和的心，言語不可以暴戾。
So here it tells us that even when we're disciplining children, we have to be gentle in what we say to them.
是的，尤其是我們的言語。
Especially the words that we use.
有時我們很生氣的時候，我們會發脾氣。
Sometimes when we're very angry, we may lose our temper.
發脾氣的時候，我們的聲音就會提升了。
So when we lose our temper, our voice will be louder.
就會喝了。
We start to shout.
不過聖經教我們要用柔和的言語。
But scripture teaches us to speak gently.
因為你呼喝的時候，會令到個氣氛更加的興啊。
Because if you're angry and you shout, you just cause the atmosphere to be more tense.
如果我哋能夠回答柔和嘅話，一個好緊張嘅氣氛都可以平復落嚟。
So even if we are able to respond with a gentle answer, then even if the atmosphere is tense, then we can calm it down.
嗱，無論係三字經又好，聖經又好。
So whether it's the book, the traditional Chinese book that Olive mentioned, or whether it's from scripture,
都係教我哋。其實培育孩童咧，唔係天生天養嘅。
Both of them teach us that children do not just grow up naturally.
我哋唔可以任孩子自由嘅發展。
We can't just let them develop naturally.
要適當嘅引導同埋糾正。
We need to give them appropriate teaching and correction.
如果唔係咧，佢哋可能會跌入網路。
Because otherwise they may fall into a trap.
講了這麼多，父母培育孩童是父母的責任。
So we've been saying, after all this, that it's the parents' responsibility to educate the children.
亦都是父母的基本責任。
It's the basic responsibility of the parents.
咁究竟父母又應該點樣教呢？
So how should a parent teach their child?
咁我會講兩方面。
So I'll just talk about two aspects.
第一，我哋係必須要以身作則。
So the first is that we have to be an example. 以身。
我哋必須係要以身作則。
Yeah, we need to be an example, a good example.
我哋嘅言行要做到一個好嘅榜樣。
We have to, our conduct has to be a good example for the child to follow.
因為小朋友見到個形象，佢見到啲乜嘢，比起佢聽到啲乜嘢係更加嘅深刻。
Because what a child sees and hears, that leaves an impression on them.
我唔知大家，如果你諗起你嘅父母，你嘅父母俾你一個咩印象
？When you think about your parent, what impression do you have in your mind?
我哋每個人都有父母嘛。
So we all have parents.
我哋自己本身都係兒女啊。
So we're all a child of somebody.
你嘅父母點樣教你？你嘅父母教咗你啲乜嘢
？So how did your parent teach you? What did they teach you?
我諗起我嘅父母，我就好感激神。
When I think of my parents, I'm very thankful to God.
我嘅父母唔係冇缺點。
They are not without their weaknesses.
應該話都有好多缺點㗎。
In fact, you could say they have a lot of weaknesses.
就正如我哋自己有好多缺點一樣。
Just like we ourselves have a lot of weaknesses.
但喺我喺我父母身上，我學到好多好寶貴嘅嘢。
But from my parents, I learned a lot of precious lessons.
我學到刻苦。
I learned how to suffer hardship.
刻苦。我學到要勤力。
I learned to be diligent.
我學到一種向上的精神。
I learned the attitude of pressing forward.
我又學到節儉。節儉，慳儉，慳。
慳儉。I learned how to be economic.
需要買的就買，不需要買的不要買。
You just buy what you need. What you don't need, you don't buy.
咁啊，唔單止節儉啊，我從我父母身上學到，睇到佢哋點樣去對人。
Not just learning how to be economic, but also I learned from my parents how they treat other people.
我見到我爸爸對佢嘅工人係唔會虧待。
I saw that my father was very good to the servant.
我爸爸咧開一間小型嘅家庭工廠。
My father had a small factory.
佢有幾個工人幫佢做嘢。
He had a few workers there.
我見到我爸爸唔會欺壓佢哋嘅，唔會虧待佢哋。
I saw that my father did not oppress them or take advantage of them.
應該俾嘅工資我爸爸會俾。
He gave them their just wages.
有時唔單止俾工資。
Not only did he give them their wages.
就每日去到三點啊四點嘅時候咧，佢仲會買支汽水俾工人飲嘅。
Around 3 or 4 o'clock every day, he would buy them a can of Coke.
我哋咧叫做加油喎。加油啊！即係咧做到好攰啦，而家加翻啲油飲支汽水先。
So we used to say that this was giving them extra fuel.
即係等於西方嘅 tea time 咁樣咯。
Yeah, it's like our tea break in England.
我又見到我媽媽，我向我媽媽學到嘅就係佢唔單止好顧家。
So from my mother, I learned not only was she somebody who looked after the family.
佢仲好顧念其他嘅人。
She also cared for other people.
去顧念自己嘅家以外嘅人。
She also cared for people outside of the family.
佢有一啲嘅嘢，佢為咗自己嘅家人之外，佢會俾其他嘅人。
So after she has, for example, fed the family, she would give food to other people.
呢樣嘢咧，我係本來唔知道嘅。
Actually, this thing I didn't originally know.
咁係幾年前，我有機會去探我一個舅父。
It was a few years ago that I got to visit an uncle.
即係我媽媽嘅哥哥啦。
It was my mother's brother.
咁我舅母就向我數我媽媽幾咁好，幾咁好。
So my aunt started to tell me, list to me all the things that were good about my mum.
即係幾廿年前，我仲係細路哥嘅時候。仲係家窮嘅時候，我媽媽點樣去顧念鄉下嗰啲親戚
？So she told me about how when I was very small, my mother looked after relatives in China.
佢有少少嘢，佢會分俾鄉下嘅親戚。
Whatever little she had, she would share it with the relatives in China.
幾十年後，就俾我聽得翻我媽媽喺人心中嘅優點。
So it's several decades later that I got to hear about these good things about my mother.
呢啲嘢都係我喺我父母身上學到。
So these are the things that I learned from my parents.
第二方面就係作為父母點樣教兒女呢
The second aspect about parenting is how a parent should teach their child.
就係去啟發。啟發咧
，inspire。
So they a parent should inspire their children。
好多時咧，話啟發呢樣嘢咧，真係唔容易噶。
To be an inspiration is not easy。
好多時父母一般採取嘅方法咧，都係講啦。
Oftentimes parents just use words。
通常咧都係。唔好咁，唔好咁，唔好咁。
Yeah, oftentimes the parents would just say to the children, "Don't do this, don't do that."
要咁，要咁，要咁。
You have to do this, do that.
咁呢個都係需要嘅。
So these are also necessary.
但係更高一層嘅咧，就學去啟發。
But something that is a little higher level of teaching is to be an inspiration.
即係話你要引起佢嘅興趣。
That means you have to stir up their interest.
要啟發佢嘅思想。
You have to inspire their thinking.
就唔係話去強迫孩子去接受你某一套。
It's not forcing a child to accept your ways.
去啟發佢嘅思想，希望佢呢個孩子經過自己思想之後，佢明白去接受。
It's in the hope that when you can inspire how a child thinks, you can.
佢能夠明白之後，佢就接受。
So when they understand this, they will be willing to accept it.
能夠啟發孩子係好難嘅。
In order to inspire a child, it's very difficult.
必須要個父母自己不斷嘅成長。
The parent, him or herself, has to keep on progressing.
如果我哋自己唔成長，我哋係冇辦法帶兒女成長。
If we ourselves are not progressing, it's very difficult for us to guide our children to progress.
咁即係話父母自己要不斷嘅進步啦。
So that means that a parent, him or herself, has to keep on progressing.
不斷嘅要去謙虛嘅學啦。
And always be humble to learn.
或者見到自己有錯咧，要去改啦。
Or if they see their own faults, the parent has to change.
如果我哋唔長大，我哋好難會帶到個孩子長大。
If we don't grow up, it's very difficult for us to teach the children to grow up.
嗱，不論係身教還是去啟發孩子。都係需要好長嘅時間。
So whether or not we are educating the child or inspiring the child, it takes a long time.
我哋係好需要忍耐。
We need a lot of patience.
就好似栽種植物一樣。
It's just like nurturing a plant.
我哋唔係話淋一淋水，幫佢曬一曬太陽，佢就會係咁飆嘅。
It's not just that we give it water and leave it in the sun and then just let it grow.
我哋需要等候。
We need to wait.
我哋要以身作則，要去啟發佢。
We need to inspire the child and be a good example.
但係去薰陶一個人唔係一朝一夕嘅。
But in order to nurture a person is not something that happens very quickly.
你唔一定會馬上就見到效果。
You may not see any results straight away.
所以我哋要忍耐。
Which is why we need patience.
咁啊，今日咧，我應該要停喺呢一度啦。
So I need to finish here.
呢個只不過係一個系列嘅第一次嘅分享。
So this is the first part of this series.
我希望起碼講出做父母嗰個角色啊。
I hope that I have been able to explain the role of a parent.
呢個責任係我哋做父母嘅唔可以逃避。
We cannot avoid this responsibility as a parent.
是非常的重要。
It's very important.
是没有人可以代替到你的。
Nobody can replace a parent.
在以后的下来几次我分享的时候，我会继续讲这个题目。
In the coming months, I will continue to talk about this topic.
其实在大概两年前左右，我相信咁牧師喺台上都有講過教養孩子噶。
I think about 2 years ago, Pastor Joe also spoke on the pulpit about teaching children.
咁如果你上我哋教會嘅網站咧，你都可以聽得翻。
So if you go to our church website, you'll be able to find these sermons.
咁我或者今日咧就分享到呢一度先。
So I'll conclude here for today.
我哋一齊祈禱。
So let's pray together.